Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
53 for your Saturday, but eventually more the 70s heading into your Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Come scroll with us. 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey Wichita, Jacob Albright. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily coming up next exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. I had a close friend who was a former Navy SEAL who used to always tell me when adversity hit, quote, not dead, can't quit. That's the Golden State Warriors. Not dead, can't quit. As for the Clippers, who blew another fourth quarter double-digit lead in a playing game, not dead, but should quit. Because they spit the bit once again last night. Yeah, I know. Hey, Rome, you need some Thousand Island with that word salad? Right. So I'll make it very simple. Steph Curry and Draymond Green once again showed the heart of a champion after they had been written off, and the Clippers once again showed their true colors by coming from ahead to implode when it mattered most. The Dubs may not make a title run, but at least they have a champion's heart and pride, and they'll go down throwing haymakers. While the Clippers, well, they'll look for a nice, comfortable place to lay down and die, same as they ever were. And as for Chris Paul throwing shade at them, hey, Chris, petty is funny, bitter and washed is not. I'm Jim Rome.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Feel wicked, awful, bad, awesome, sucky. I absolutely cannot face this. Wait a minute. It's Friday. I forgot. It's Friday. It's Friday. Monkey D.
Today is Friday.
You've waited all week. You've been waiting. Monday. You got through it Tuesday. You got through it Wednesday. You started to smell it Thursday. You were
Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily.
Boy, that doesn't get you fired up for a Friday. I don't know what will. Max bringing the energy to end the week. We're ready to end it. The Royals fans are ready to end it. Ready to end that series against Detroit and move on to New York. We'll get into the Royals woes. Jake Ballbrock here, TJ Cleland there. Max Power, made on that KFH hotline at 869-1240. You can get in touch with the show lots of ways. As always, you can reach us on socials, Facebook, YouTube, X. You can watch us there. You can watch us on 12 News Connected. You can listen to us, of course, here on the air and on the Odyssey app. Glad to have you with us no matter how it is that you take in the show. We've got that. We'll talk a little NFL draft. We'll get the latest from the transfer portal, headlines I missed. It's all coming for you here on Sports Daily, and it's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, and makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole, no matter the score. Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Jacob, instead of watching the Royals today, how about we just bang our head against the wall for two hours?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. That was
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What would have been worse? Losing in the ninth inning, 10-9, giving up a 3-run lead behind Lucas Ercik after finally waking up, the comeback that they made, or losing 4-1?
I'll go a step further. You know how they were talking about suspending the game and what would have happened and all the weird rules and everything like that? There was a world where if they couldn't have finished the game, would it have gone back to the last inning? And even though the Royals just took a lead on a 3-run shot, they would have ended up losing the game 6-5 under those rules.
So I don't think that would have been worse, because at that point you at least still know, hey, the offense woke up.
Yeah, at that point you're optimistic. It's like, man, we got screwed out of a win, but we were going to win that game. And instead the game finished and you lost that game.
Yeah. That was a bad way to go. That was a bad way to go. You can still, though, if you take it and put it to the side, the fact that they're now 7-12, which is a problem. If you put
second worst in baseball, Jacob.
Yeah. If you put that to the side and say, but if that's the, you know, if that's the thing that wakes up Salvi and Vinny, like, then okay, fine. It's a game. It's a game that we lost. Ercik, you know, he had been really good outside of that first appearance or whatever that was in that first couple of games of the season. And it just it unraveled on him quickly yesterday. He was clean. He has been clean in 6 of 8 appearances he's made this year. And in a lot of them, like, crystal clean, right? But he's had 2 pretty bad ones. He's had 2 blow-up games. And now it's, you know, that reminds you of the other thing we've kind of been watching. And it's like, okay. I mean, Schreiber's unusable at this point. He came in, gave up a home run on, what, his third pitch last night? So there's a lot to dig into, and we will. Jalen Thompson's going to be here. Jalen Thompson gave us the Aaron Rodgers line last week, the RELAX line. Curious to see if he feels the same way this week. They're 7-12. It is very early. There will be stretches probably for most teams in baseball where they might go 5 games under 500. Right now for the Royals, the problem when you do this is you can do that once, but you can't do it very much. Like, you know, again, I remind people last year of just look at what their performance would have been if you eliminate the hot streak, right? We need the baseline to raise up a little bit here. So we'll see. A lot to get to with the Royals today. The draft now we can say is less than a week away. That's good news, right? We're less than a week. We have started to dig in a little bit to the draft and what we might see and how it could be going. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't have any more clarity. Do you?
I mean, Veach talked yesterday, and you listen to that, and you know, kind of the same things that we've been saying, but you know, since October, but no big deal. But he said basically, like we've said, is that, like, guys, we have need it literally everywhere, basically. He's like, we're not ruling anything out. He's like, whoever's there, if they're available, we're taking them. It's like, and that's what, and then he didn't even rule out a trade. Like, he kind of teased trades happening. Like, he said the line of, I think that fans are, it's going to be a fun first round for fans, because he thinks that the fact that there is no quarterbacks makes it to where people are going to want to move around all over the board, because there's no clear cuts anywhere except number one.
That's what we talked about yesterday. And because there's no quarterbacks, it always makes me wonder if the price to move around is cheaper. When it's a quarterback, teams are held hostage.
Yeah.
The trading team. What about when it's a, I don't know, you like this edge rusher a little better? Is it still that same cost? I do think to move up significantly in the first round, it will cost the Chiefs 9 and 29. But I absolutely, as I said yesterday, think that ought to be on the table. I mean, you know, you got 29 in the McDuffie trade, but you also have 40. So you still have another really high pick, higher than they're used to having, with 40 in that second round. If you can use 29 to move up, and in history, if the Chiefs looked back, and we'll dig into this and dig into what Brett Veach had to say yesterday, but if we're sitting here in 5 years and they take Arvell Reese because they traded up to 2 or 3, or David Bailey, and those guys are making the Pro Bowl every year, you think anybody's going to blink at, oh yeah, but we traded pick 29 to get there? No. And so, like, when we evaluate the McDuffie trade, if that were the way they were to would go, I think you just include it as a part of the McDuffie trade, right? Like, you use Trent McDuffie to get Arvell Reese. And again, he's probably not very likely, but you think the Jets are dead set if they get a good offer like that? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I think that every team in that top 10, like, you know, if you are the, I mean, who's picked like 6 or some, like the Browns, I think, are up there, something like that. Yeah. I mean, they're in a spot. You think that they're in a spot to turn down 2 first-round picks? I don't think they are. I think the Chiefs are in a spot to turn down. If somebody called the Chiefs and said, hey, we want number 9, here's 13 and 29 and 28. Like, Chiefs are saying yes to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, the Chiefs could move down too.
And I think that the reason, and I think that if you read between the lines what Veach is saying, and I think it has some opinion in this from me as well, is that, like, and from other people, is that, you know, the draft isn't that good. Like, it's good, but it's not that good. Like,
he's saying it's top heavy. We'll take you through some of his quotes yesterday, but I was pretty surprised to see him say it.
Yeah. Like if you read between the lines, that's him saying, like, yeah, I mean, like, I think every single pick after 4, especially, but even after 1, like, I think if the Jets were sitting there staring at David Bailey and somebody was like, hey, here's a first, here's pick 6 and next year's first, they're like, okay, sure. Like, they don't think that the drop off from 2 to 6 isn't going to be that insane, it feels like, this year. That's what Veach was saying.
I think so too. And I wonder if that makes the price tag cheaper. That's what'll be so interesting. Hey, last chance on some of our giveaways today. We'll get you to, we have a handful of prizes or giveaways that we'll tell you about throughout the show today. I want to say that, so make sure you're listening for those chances. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up as well. We'll get you to some of those Brett Veach comments on the other side, and we'll discuss a little bit. We've got them ready for you, and there's a couple of things, as TJ teased there, that you're like, boy, I'm surprised he's saying that out loud. We'll have it next for you on Sports Daily.
Sports Radio KFH.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
There are no major incidents, but be aware of construction on Kellogg in both directions between K-96 and the Butler County line. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
From Team 12's, a warm, muggy, and breezy morning with wake-up temperatures in the 60s, but later today, a high of 82 with those partly cloudy skies, windy conditions from the south, but we have to be on guard for those strong to severe thunderstorms developing. After 1 o'clock, storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and very heavy rain, especially right around the 4 o'clock hour. Storms should continue to push off to the east of the turnpike as we get a little bit beyond 7 o'clock, so most of your late evening plans should be okay, but temperatures will be falling into the low 40s tonight, looking at much cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend, high of 60 for your Saturday, but eventually more the 70s heading into your Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach said he's expecting a lot of trades next week during the NFL draft in round number one. Man, I hope so. I love chaos, and I want as much chaos as we can possibly get. It feels like there is a lot of unknown after the number one overall pick, which means this could be a great year for some chaos. But at the same time, a GM publicly saying this means that we probably shouldn't be getting our hopes up, and it might be a boring round one. I'm Dead Man.
Five and 1240 KFH. It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to have you here with us. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, and bedweed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. We come back in. We'll take you through some of these quotes we were mentioning there from Brett Veach. Will Howard in the news yesterday has K-State fans riled up. The latest from the portal. And Jalen Thompson will join us on the show. A lot to get to. So you were talking some there, TJ, about Brett Veach. He had kind of an open media session a little bit. Surprised us yesterday. The one that you were talking about, he was asked about, I guess, the oddity of the non-top talent, and he does see a little bit of a gap, but he thinks that it's unique with this draft because running back is not there. And in there he talks, I mean, he listed pretty specifically, TJ, the positions we've talked about: pass rusher, secondary, offensive line, wide receiver. It was interesting because he just was pretty straightforward in this conversation that he had. He talked about a big pocket at offensive line. He liked some of them and said there's a drop off. He got into some of the trade stuff that you mentioned, but that's, you know, that gets more philosophical. But it was interesting. He talked about running the ball this year, which we've talked about a million times, leaning into the offensive line.
the rebuilding factor. It was just a, it was a pretty honest conversation, and it reemphasizes the things I guess we've sort of guessed at where they might be thinking, and he just didn't shy away from that. Edge rusher, offensive line, secondary, wide receiver. So that, I think everyone's kind of right about that. I don't think they're going to surprise us with, I don't know, a tight end or something that other people have talked about. I've never thought something like that made any sense at all. I'll bet you if you put somebody on a lie detector test, I'll bet you they would tell you pass rusher is what they're hoping for. No. So I would guess pass rusher is what you're hoping for. You maybe hope Tate falls down there. And I don't know how you power rank the other ones. That's going to just depend on their big board. He also, the other thing that he did mention, like, you can't get this pick wrong. Like, you have to just, he even said, I know it's a cliche, but you have to just take the best player. And I agree with that. I've said that from forever. Like, do not draft, this draft cannot be a position of need.
No.
The Chiefs have done that. It never works where they've reached on a player because it's a position they need. So just take the best player. And if you need to trade or you need to do whatever, that's fine. But that's where a guy like Caleb Downs, I think, enters the conversation. If you're sitting there and your choices on your board are the guy who's been probably the best college football player over a period of time, or Reuben Bain Jr., who maybe you don't love because his measurables aren't off the chart or whatever, like, at that point, just take Caleb Downs and find a spot for him to play. Like, it'll be fine.
Caleb Downs is not going to be there at 9. They'd have to trade up to get Caleb Downs, I'd bet.
I don't know. I've seen lots of mocks with him at 9. Because he's a safety. It's not a premium position.
It's true.
Safeties can fall.
I don't know. It's interesting. And you're right about, like, and you never want to put that much pressure on a pick, but, like, if you're the Chiefs who are staring at, you know, not the window, but, you know, the first pane of the window, like, all these guys are about to retire that won all these Super Bowls, like Chris Jones and Travis Kelce, and, you know, they're going to lose, you know, Rashee Rice to the free agency probably, and, you know, a lot of things you can speculate. But my point is, in 3 years, the team is not going to look the same. And so the one of the players that you can expect to be on the team in 3 years is whoever you pick at this pick. And so you don't want to be the team in 3 years that, you know, you pull up the Wikipedia of the 2026 draft and you look at, like, who was the 10th pick, man? Like, oh my gosh, they got Jordan Tyson, the four-time All-Pro, and we got Reuben Bain. You know, like, you don't want that to happen. And Chiefs fans are so guilty of doing that. Every single, you know, it's the classic Bubba Starling. Like, the Royals took Bubba Starling. The next pick was Francisco Lindor, I think.
Don't do that in baseball. In football, though, it's fair. It's very fair. There's going to be drafts. Sit there and you look and you're like, the Chiefs took Felix Anudike-Uzomah, the Chiefs took Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the Chiefs took, you know, to some of the, I don't want to bring up the guys last year because the jury's still out, right, on those guys. But they've also taken Trent McDuffie, and they've taken some really good players too. But it's usually when they get to a situation where it's like, oh man, they reached on that guy because they need the position. Whereas who are some best player available examples? McDuffie's one, I believe. Josh Simmons is for sure one.
Yeah.
Okay. So at that point, you just wait. On Caleb Downs, by the way, since the year 2000, only 8 safeties have been selected inside the top 10. So I do think Caleb Downs is a possibility. It's safeties aren't very expensive. Therefore, I think that's one reason they fall in the draft. I think for whatever reason, but we all know how important they've been over the years to a Chiefs defense. Safeties have been critical. Now they've got some guys there more so than they do at corner, but that's, I think he's the perfect example of what we're talking about. If you're sitting there and you're the Chiefs and you've got options, you've got, let's say it's Bain. Let's say it's Caleb Downs, and let's say it's Jordan Tyson, or Mansoor Delane hasn't gone yet. I think when you look at them, by the way, the mock I'm looking at, the new one on CBS Sports, is Caleb Downs to the Bengals at 10, and the Chiefs taking Reuben Bain. I think when you sit there and you look at that, Breland Speaks, Like, there's so many of these guys like Bane where it's like, man, doesn't totally fit the prototype, whatever. I think at that point with Downs, it's just like, man, this guy's awesome. Just take Downs or trade Downs and wait for what you feel like. I mean, he mentioned pockets in drafts, which I think is a tradey kind of term to use. Like, you can get into other pockets. I think they're gonna pick. I told you yesterday, my hope is they use 29 to move up and take Reese or Bailey if they could do it, if they could pull it off. But I'm not gonna be disappointed if it's Downs at all. I wouldn't be disappointed if it's Carnell Tate. I don't think he'll fall.
What if they love Caleb Downs, who what I saw was mocked to like 5? What if they use that to move up to 5?
No. Take Caleb Downs?
Well.
No. Not for safety. It's got to be for one of those two edge rushers. Has to be. There's not another player. I don't
Carnell
think.
Tate? What if Carnell Tate?
You're giving up 29, and I can have Tyson at 9? I'd probably just take Tyson at 9. If they love Mekhi Lemon, trade down for that. I think the only two players, make sure I'm not forgetting anybody, the only two players that I would be willing to trade 29 to move up and get are Reese and Bailey. That's it. I don't know. Admittedly, I don't have a strong take on Sonny Styles, but those are the only two players. And I can't imagine that. I mean, Caleb Downs is good, but you take Caleb Downs if you're stuck at 9 and he's there and you're just like, he's too good to take somebody else over him. Like, we just can't do that. Just give Spags the weapon and let him figure it out. Otherwise, I don't think they're going to have to trade down. I don't think they'll have to trade down. I think they'll I bet you they like 10 players. I bet you they like 10 players that they've identified and they're comfortable with taking at 9.
If I had to stab at realistic options at number 9, I think it'll go, well, Carnell Tate, if he's there, I don't think he will be. So I don't think that's fair. I'll put, we'll go Reuben Bain, Jordan Tyson, and Mansoor Delane is the order. And I'm really starting to like Mansoor Delane more.
I would not be disappointed if he's the way they go. I try to be very honest with people. I'm not evaluating corners. It's easier to evaluate Caleb Downs because he's in on every play.
Yeah, like I'm just saying the fact of, like, if you're taking a corner at 9, like, you know how good of a corner that is, that he's getting looked at to go number 9. Like, how high a corners usually go, they don't. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, for a team that just traded Trent McDuffie, if you take a corner that you think is good enough to go pick 9, like, I'd be pretty happy with that.
For a team that has a history of evaluating corners really well.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was Spags.
I wouldn't be shocked. There's a world where I think that he could be above Jordan Tyson in their boards, or wide receiver blank on their boards.
Yeah, I think there's for sure a world where I don't think he's higher than Carnell Tate.
No.
But Tyson has an injury.
But Tyson, Lemon, yeah, whoever else is in that group.
The Chiefs also are not scared of an injury either. They got a long track record of not being worried about that, of not overreacting to injuries. So they may love Jordan Tyson because Tyson's awesome. He just has an injury. But think about all the players. I mean, just last year, Simmons. But you go back to they've taken guys with injury tags for a long time. They're not scared of that. They're not scared of baggage. They're not scared. They'll just take players. But if they love, I mean, Trey Smith had a thing going on. Did Wanya Morris? I don't remember on Wanya Morris. There's another one I'm forgetting. There's at least 3 pretty high profile guys that fell because they were hurt that the Chiefs took advantage of. So if they love Jordan Tyson, they may just be sitting there like, just take this guy that we love at 9 because he's hurt. There are people that like him more than Carnell Tate. Quite a few people that like him more than Carnell Tate. It's just his injury thing. But watch him play football. He's as easy to evaluate as any player. You're like, oh yeah, that guy just dominates every time he's out there. He's awesome. He's outstanding. He's like Ted McMillan to me. Like, you just watch him play and you're like, wow, that guy's best player on the field. That's why I loved Tet McMillan, because every time I watched Arizona, it was like, there's nobody better than him. He's better than everybody right now. Tyson, maybe not quite that high for me, but he's pretty close. He's pretty dominant. I love Jordan Tyson.
Yep.
I would be totally fine with him at
nine. I tell people all the time, it's so funny to me. I covered the Arizona State K-State game in, what would that be, 2024? That would have been their first year, I think, in the conference, too. Maybe second year. They came to Manhattan. K-State was like just coming off of a skid or something, and I'm like, oh, they're playing Arizona State. This could be a good get-back game against a non-ranked top 25 team. They're going against this guy named Sam Levitt, Cam Scadaboo, and Jordan Tyson. It's like, holy cow, that team was loaded.
That team was good. That team was good. Where did Levitt end up? Quick aside.
He's at LSU.
Okay, that's a bummer. It's all there. I'm with you on Delane. If they evaluate him like that, and with their history of doing it, you'd be fine. Like, fine. It's not a sexy pick. It's hard when you take a corner because you don't see them. Like, the really good ones are really good, and you never see him play because nobody ever attacks him. How long did it take Trent McDuffie to get his first interception?
Yeah, 2 years.
Right, because nobody threw at him. What was that old corner that bounced around a little bit his rookie year? He had like 5 picks.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
What are you talking about?
But you went back and you would like go to people that watch the All-22s, and they're like, that's because he's thrown at more than any player in football. Like, he gets thrown at all the time. So, yeah, he naturally has some. That's good stuff. Yeah, so if Delane's great, you're not going to see him, and it won't, I think back, if the Chiefs had taken McDuffie at 9, obviously you'd be satisfied with that pick. But you think of McDuffie's greatness, and this is unfair to him probably, but nobody was ever putting him in the same breath as Chris Jones, even though they're both all pros, because when you watch the game, you see Chris Jones's impact on every single snap. That's, Reese Bailey, if you take one of those guys, it's easier to look at misgivings on the defensive line because when you watch a game, that's what you're watching. You don't see how good the corners are playing.
Yeah,
if you take Caleb Downs, you'll see it because he's a safety. He'll be in on like a linebacker on most plays. He'll be impactful. Great corners, they just don't get thrown at. So they just, you just don't get to see them as much. But that doesn't mean they're not great players, and they're highly valuable. They're extremely well paid. So, yeah, if it's Delane, and if they take Delane over Bain or Tyson or anybody really, then you know that they really like him. And if they really like him, then, yeah, how are we not satisfied with that pick? It's a massive position of need. I'd be totally fine with Mansoor Delane there if they take him there. I won't tell you that I think he should be taken there because I have – how many snaps of Mansoor Delane football have you watched?
I haven't, but I asked Dylan Domain, who watched a lot of LSU football, yeah, and he said that he is very good.
And I've watched analysts and people who say he's very good. So, yeah, I'm good with it. I'll be fine with it. No big deal. Take me
Jordan Tyson, watching some film on him. This dude is so freaking good. He was a cut from Deion Sanders when he got the Colorado job. Do you know that? He played his freshman year at Colorado, and Deion cut him.
Wow. No, maybe not
cut him. Maybe he just transferred, but I don't want to be unfair to Deion.
One of those you're not good enough to be here.
I think that at the base level, he was in the room for that speech.
Oh, can't believe it. Can't believe that Prime would cut a talent like that. The other name, Jermond McCoy is the other corner. Well, let me throw this out at you based on what we were just talking about. What if, and CBS mocks them going back to back, Delane at 11, McCoy at 12. Delane's been getting all the talk now. What if the Chiefs take Jermond McCoy at 9? Same thing, right? You just trust their evaluation of a corner?
Basically. Do you know where he went to high school?
Is this going to be relevant to me?
Yeah, White House, Texas.
Okay.
Same place as Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Interesting. Mahomes is in their ear. He has a tendency to do those things. Hey, you got to take this guy. I would trust if they take a corner, I'll trust who they take. If they take Caleb Downs, we know he's a great player. If they move up to get Bailey or Reese, like we've seen enough of some of these guys where we can give it to you. If it's a corner or if it's a right tackle,
yeah,
you're just going to have to say, you know what? That's who they thought they should take, okay?
Right tackles and you know, the positions like that are the worst for us for the TV world. Like, it's like, oh, they got Josh Simmons. Anybody have any Josh Simmons video? No. Yeah. He has any Josh Simmons video.
Yeah. Okay, so the offensive line, real quick. The offensive line, there is no consensus on offensive line. It's all over the place. And that was one thing Veach brought up with a pocket, is the offensive line. So he's telling you that there are linemen that they like, and then they feel like there's a drop-off. And I think just file that away, right? File that away, because I think if it's not an option at 9, and I think it's less of an option at 9, it'll be real interesting to see if or not it's an option at 29.
I mean, that tells me no.
Well, it tells you that they may like some there that they feel good about, and they may be looking at there, but they're, you know, but they're not going to reach there. The fact that he talks about, and I forget the number of them, want to say he said around 10 was the number he gave that he felt like there was a pocket. He said it extends down to pick 35 or 40. I think they're probably more curious about the a lot to get through there, though. We got less than a week. We got plenty more to do there. Let's talk about this Will Howard story when we come back. He's not making K-State fans too happy right now. We'll tell you why.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
Main roads are looking good. Expect normal travel times. But there is construction on I-135 northbound at the ramp to Kellogg West. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
From Storm Team 12's a warm, muggy, and breezy morning with wake-up temperatures in the 60s, but later today, a high of 82 with those partly cloudy skies, windy conditions from the south, but we have to be on guard for those strong to severe thunderstorms developing. After 1 o'clock, storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and very heavy rain, especially right around the 4 o'clock hour. Storms should continue to push off to the east of the turnpike as we get a little bit beyond 7 o'clock, so most of your late evening plans should be okay, but temperatures will be falling into the low 40s tonight, looking at much cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend, high of 63 for your Saturday, but eventually more the 70s heading into your Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
You know, I'm watching the game, and I found myself rooting for South Carolina because of the way they played. They were playing great. They were playing hard. But if UConn won and continued to win, you know, and then matched up with UCLA, I would have been fine with that. But once again, I'm rooting for the story. And I thought Dawn Staley's team put on a defensive clinic. This is where you have a team that is not in tight games the entire year. They're probably not roughed up the entire year. They're not pushed. Nobody ripped anybody's jersey. That was Sarah Stronger, did that to herself. But Gino, when he did that interview with Holly Rowe, I go, oh, he knows he's in trouble. And I thought, South Carolina's going to win this game.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Swing into the jungle with Jim Rome. Afternoons from 2 until 5, right here on Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily, Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland. Glad to be with you on this Friday. Hey, let's get you an opportunity to win something here. How about your chance to win a trip to go away with Weezer? Score a pair of tickets to see Weezer with the Shins and Silver Sun pickups on a tour stop of your choice, plus flights, a two-night hotel stay, a signed set list, and a meet and greet with a band. To enter, log into the free Odyssey app or odyssey.com until Sunday and listen for an hour or more. You can come back each day and do it for another chance to win a trip for two to see Weezer. Thanks to Live Nation and Crush Music, you can enter this once per day. So if you want to podcast us out over the weekend or listen to any of the other great programming on the Odyssey app, it'll get you a chance. Make sure you listen for an hour. TJ, do we need to get into the drama in the NFL right now of Diana Russini, Mike Vrabel? You know, we haven't talked about that. I never know how to handle these stories. I like, this thing's getting juicy now. We don't typically delve into the tabloid, but this one has some implications, I think, that make it a little less than just tabloidy. Brings up some questions, and I've been on the fence with it. We haven't talked about it. Russini's out at the Athletic. The pictures. Now there's people out there reporting that it was a PI that took the pictures hired by her husband, and somebody at USA Today was fired for saying things against Russini. Like, it's getting juicy, DJ.
It's weird. It's weird. You're right. It's about to reach the make it out of the tabloids and see it on ESPN, and then that's whenever we have to talk about it.
Well, make it on ESPN. Like, any time we had this discussion in the office, anytime you get into like insiders, it's, I always try to like separate out like journalists and people who are just being fed information as like insiders. I think you've got two different things happening. And it only really, I mean, it happens, I suppose, in news a little bit, but it happens all the time in sports. Like, a lot of these people have these relationships with agents. They have like you, like coaches, agents play this game better than anybody. The here's who they're looking at. Here's who's rumored for the job. I mean, that's all just agents because the same agents represent everybody and they're just leveraging everybody against each other. You get into these insiders and people are like, oh, man, they shouldn't have a personal relationship. Now, I'm not talking about this example specifically because it's obviously being accused that it's much more than that. But yeah, like these people are going to have personal relationships with the league, with coaches, with people within the league. How do you think they have information all the time? So is that the same as your investigative journalist taking down Dan Snyder for all his shenanigans? No, it is not. There's a reason Adam Schefter is never going to be the one to take down Dan Snyder, right? Like they're two different jobs. And so it's an interesting discourse. I'm not sure I want to jump in this one, but we're aware of what's happening. We're aware of it. One that we will jump into, Will Howard had some things to say, TJ, yesterday. I'm going to let you set this one up because it has K-State fans riled up. And I'll be honest, I don't blame them
here. Yeah.
On this.
So this is a story from David Ubben, I believe is how they say it. Athletic writer, does a bunch of college sports stuff. He's really good. Basically, the story, it's a really interesting story if you want to read it. It's actually free. He posted it out on The Athletic. Is these NFL quarterbacks, you know, are getting drafted in the third, fourth, fifth rounds, and they make less as rookies and second-year players than they did as college football players. And you know, and that's a wild thought to think about is that, like, how many times in history has there been somebody like Trinidad Shambles who's willing to go to court so he doesn't have to go pro? Like, that's the world that we're living in now. Is it like, yeah, like, I obviously want to stay in college. I'm going to make more money in college. Like, that's the premise of the story. And it gets Dan, and it's Riley Leonard and Will Howard. They're the two quarterbacks who played the national championship game whenever Will won it at Ohio State. And, you know, kind of let them delve into the world of their NIL in college and how much it changed from when they first started. And, you know, Riley Leonard had a quote in here, Jacob, I don't know if you saw it, about, like, I remember sitting in a meeting with our NIL people when it first got passed and said, like, if you're telling me that I get a free cheeseburger for posting something on Instagram, I'm going to post on Instagram every single day. Nobody's going to give me anything. And now he's a millionaire. Like, it's crazy how much it's changed since then. Because these guys, like, were in college when it, like, was legalized. And then it, you know, became to what it became by the end of their year. It's crazy how fast it went. Anyways, by the end of the story, Howard, you know, goes into this stuff, kind of into this more specifics, and says that he never took any NIL money from the collective. He did, you know, Long MacArthur. You've seen the commercials with Will Howard with a truck and stuff like that. Like, he had NIL deals, but he didn't pull from Wildcat NIL, it sounds like. He told him, I didn't want any money. And he said, this is from the quote verbatim. This is from the story verbatim. Howard bided his time before a big payday. He spent four seasons at K-State starting 27 games. In his final season, though, incoming freshman Avery Johnson, Howard's then backup, was being paid more than Will Howard. This is from Howard. I was a naive kid. I didn't know the nature of myself. I didn't want anything or need anything or need any money. I said I was good. There were a lot of politics the last year. There were games that I was splitting time with Avery for no reason that I knew other than there was money going to him that wasn't going to me. And so my takeaway from this is that, like, well, that just comes off very bitter. Like, and for, like, this whole thing with Will Howard, like, he made the comment, somebody brought this up, he made a comment at one point about, you know, when he first got to Ohio State and said that, it's nice being here because I feel like I don't need to be the hero. And people lost their minds about that. And that one, I think, was taken out of context because it can be, you have Carnell Tate on your team. Like, you didn't have Carnell Tate at K-State. Like, I know what you mean. Like, that could be taken that way. This one, though, kind of seems like I got taken off the field for a freshman that was getting paid more than me, and I don't like it. And you know, whatever. I don't blame him per se. But to act like it's a political issue, he was taken off the field because of some politics going on behind closed doors. I'm sure there was some politics going on behind closed doors. No, that was not the reason that Avery was getting on the field.
It's not any different politics, though, than why Michael Penix was getting snaps over Kirk Cousins or I mean, it's like, yeah, if you've invested heavily in a young guy,
not, you can read
writing on the wall.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why.
This is the thing. This, to me, though, is just so out of context. Not out of context, but like, even if nobody was making money, this would have happened. Like, this isn't a money
thing. It would have happened the same way.
Yeah, I mean, if this happened in 2005 and you bring in a five-star quarterback, like, you're gonna play him.
It's revisionist because everybody was like, they need to be playing Avery more.
Exactly. If you ask any fan that watched that year,
not even just any fan, us, like, yeah. And people who watch the team objectively are like, it looks like Avery Johnson's going to give them a chance to win. He needs to be playing. You need to find out what you have here. And Will Howard, who I was so happy for, and still yes. am.
That he went too. To I Ohio State Howard.
And did his thing. Like, that was such a cool story. But he was very up and down at K-State.
Yeah.
So, like, I was stunned the year, the great year he had, Big 12 championship year. It's like this guy went from fringe starter to
not even fringe
first round draft pick.
They brought in Adrian Martinez because they did not trust him to be a starting quarterback.
And you're like, whoa, where was that? He profiled. And then it kind of, you know, it kind of got shaky again. And then Avery plays a little bit and looks flashy and really, and you're like, okay, well then the next year it's like, well, yeah, you got like, I'm sure K-State was like, "Well, you got to go somewhere else, man."
Thinking back to this, like, we all sat there and watched Avery in high school and all the things, and then you go into that year and like we're looking around each other and like nobody's saying it out loud, but it's like, "Man, I hope Will is really good because Will needs to get drafted." Like, Will, there's not going to they can't have Will start again one more year. Like they couldn't. Like, you have Avery Johnson. You can't have him sit on your bench for 2 years because back then, too, looking at Avery Johnson, the way he profiled coming out of high school, it's like he's not going to be here longer than 3 years, probably. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't waste that.
And or he would have left. Like, at that point, yeah. You're picking one of them.
Exactly. And
I would have never expected the sour grapes. And I get it. Ultra competitive. You lost your job to a kid, like to a young guy. You're probably still bitter about that.
The thing that drives me the most
championship, and now you've got a chance to be the starting quarterback of the Steelers this year.
I agree. The thing that drives me the most nuts about it is that, like, it's also like looking back at that season, like there really wasn't much splitting time. Like there was there was an entire game that Avery didn't play in, and then like I think like the first game they played SEMO, Avery played like the whole second half.
They had already screwed up the red shirt thing, so it wasn't even a red shirt thing.
That was something I remember vividly. They played Avery against SEMO. He scored that touchdown against the FCS team, and then the next game against Troy, Avery didn't even see the field. And we were sitting here like, are they going to redshirt Avery Johnson? You're going to be kidding me. They're not. They can't redshirt Avery Johnson.
Well, because there were times too in that year where you're like, they got a chance, they need to use him to try to win these games, and they did, right?
Yeah.
They were like, forget it, let's just,
you know what, we haven't even brought this up yet, you know what the quote-unquote politics started happening after Will threw three interceptions at Oklahoma State and then Avery scored five touchdowns at Texas Tech. It's like, yeah, you should probably play him.
I was so surprised to see the sour grapes. I would have never seen it coming because we all react to things differently. Who knows the context of the questions and like how it was being framed to begin with? But I can't imagine being in Will Howard's situation. You're at K-State. You had a great year. You came back. You were starting to slip again. There's a young guy that you knew a long time ago they brought in. That's how college sports works before all this. They landed this big recruit. He's always going to put pressure on you. You were given every opportunity. You didn't have a high level of success, not to the level as when they won the Big 12 championship. That all of it. So everything happens. You are now given the opportunity to go play at Ohio State, make a bunch of money, win a national championship, reestablish your draft stock, and potentially 2 years later be the starting quarterback of a franchise like the Steelers. And you're going to now, 3 years removed from that, have any regret or ill will whatsoever?
That's the thing.
You should be thanking the stars that Avery Johnson came in there and pushed you and made you leave and go to Ohio State, because everything has worked out Will Howard's way.
We all looked at the situation that happened, and it's like, and everybody loved Will Howard. Like, Will Howard's one of my favorite guys I've ever covered. And it's like, and then he goes in the portal and he ends up at Ohio State, and you're like, wow. Like,
hell yes, he's going to have a chance to win a natty.
Yes, Will Howard is going to Ohio State. He just got paid. He's going to be the quarterback of the best team in the country. Like, he's going to go to the draft after this, and Avery Johnson is going to be the starter at K-State. This is win, 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 win. Everything is perfect. This is the way it should be. And, like, and now to look back, and it's like, they didn't want me. It's like, don't do this, Will. And to be, like, and the other part of this, too, is that, like, Will, as to what I'm saying, Will was, like, so revered when he left still. Like, it's like, that dude won us a Big 12 championship. Like,
yes. And still, like, probably will be. He's going to need a chance. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It would be like, I'm trying to, like, find a relatable.
Will is in the weird spot now in college sports because a lot of people are going to have to deal with this now. Like, you know, the Wichita State Austin Reeves thing. They can't claim Austin Reeves as a shocker, but Will Howard's one of the guys that finished his career somewhere else that could come back, and it's like, yeah, let's, you know, this is hyperbole, but, like, let's put him in the Ring of Honor. Like, that's the kind, like, that's going to have to happen now.
We're going to have a lot of that with the transfer portal.
Exactly. Like
that. But there's going to be guys in, like, four different Rings of Honor. That's an interesting thing to think about. Jalen Thompson next hour. We'll come back. Headlines I missed and more on Sports Daily on a Friday.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita, K248CY Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
78.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
Main roads are looking good. Expect normal travel times. But there is construction on I-135 northbound at the ramp to Kellogg West. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. From 1312's a warm, muggy, and breezy morning with wake-up temperatures in the 60s, but later today, high of 82 with those partly cloudy skies, windy conditions from the south, but we have to be on guard for those strong to severe thunderstorms developing. After 1 o'clock, storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and very heavy rain, especially right around the 4 o'clock hour. Storms should continue to push off to the east of the turn.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, we're building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color. music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.